Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, architecture is a big thing in school kids and the Museum of Contemporary Art. What's happening over there, Michael?
Well, of course, at the moment, we've got the fantastic Vivid exhibition.
Love that.
It's just extraordinary, that giant chandelier in the middle. It kind of plays
with your head. Is that an image of you the other night that I saw out there, you know, like across the city?
No, I'm not denying and I'm not saying anything about that. However, what the MCA have done is they have got a whole bunch of different school kids together and a range of designers and sort of taking them into different worlds of design. And we're very lucky to have to the show, Mind Food Show today, Raman Jeromi from the Cox Architecture, and he, of course, is one of their architects. Welcome to the show, Raman.
Good, thank you. How are you, Michael?
Good. Now, tell me, what's your involvement with this?
Well, my involvement was through Vivid, a festival, the Light, Music and Ideas one, and as part of Vivid Ideas, they ran a workshop, which they call it, with Object Gallery, called Design Emergency, with the primary schools.
And so is it really sort of teaching kids, I guess, the principles of design?
Yeah, basically it's teaching kids the whole premise of what is design and how can it change the world and how they can actually be exposed to it. So basically they ran this program through the schools and they involved five designers to be part of that process to teach kids the whole process of how you can actually design and how you can get a number of ideas and how you actually realize it.
What about the influence of computers and stuff? Do you find that they were more computer literate than you thought?
I think computers, especially at the end, because we took them through a number of steps. The first bit was discovery, which they did themselves. They found out a problem, what the problem was. Then we asked them to interpret it. And then, you know, then we didn't really use computers then. The technology bit really came at the end where we actually asked them to put a PowerPoint together.
That's amazing.
And their thinking, you know, in terms of coming to a solution in and around design, could you see that it was quite different to perhaps your clients and, you know, the adult world?
Yeah, well, I think that the whole premise is that it just basically assumes that a child, I mean, I tend to agree with this, is that the child thinks a lot more creatively and a lot more laterally than an adult. So they just don't have the barriers that we set are around us design thinking as adults or as mature people. So they come up with much more, I think they have an extraordinary ability to think creatively compared to an adult.
When they left, could you see that it was quite a, that you had given them some real tangible results, that they were thinking quite differently in and around solutions when it comes to design?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that was the whole process, and they started, obviously, kids, as you know, probably, and the 10-year-old kids just always want to build something. So they took, my group of kids from Putney School took, they had three models that they took with them. They built them there, and I was just basically trying to, I mean, being an architect, it was very hard for me to stop drawing or try to take over the model making. So
I'm hopeless at drawing.
So basically, you're trying to teach the kids how to experiment. I think that's the real key point, that you just don't, I mean, and I think in Australia, that's a big issue for us compared to some Scandinavian countries where design thinking is a big part of their life. What objects, and through Vivid, we're trying to do is, was to teach Australian primary school kids that design can be part of your everyday life.
That's right.
It's not just something that a professional does, it's actually part of your daily life.
And for you in your life, you know, working with a group of architects and clients, did it make you perhaps rethink things as you came back into the workforce?
Well, I think so. I think that the way you think about things is that, as I was saying, that we build barriers around our thinking or our brain, but I think that once you spend time with primary school kids, and because I teach at university as well, it's a very different premise. But when you're actually with school kids, it actually opens your world into innovation and the way that you can question everything. Because we consciously have to ask ourselves to question things. But when you spend time with 10-year-olds, it's just done without effort. Whilst as adults, I think as designers, as professionals, you just can't, you have to force yourself to think outside the box. But I think with when you spend time with kids, it just becomes part of your process.
Hey, Raman, so thank you very much for your time today. That's been very interesting. And I think, you know, going into the mind of children, they just get it right often because they don't have the barriers that I think we all put up. So thank you very much for being
on
Mind Food Radio.
Thank you for asking me. Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.